Dear Auckland, fakeaways are nearly gone. Takeaways are back on the menu. There's some good news for the city tonight. After 34 days in lockdown, Tamaki Makaurau will move to alert level 3 at midnight tomorrow. It will remain there for at least 2 weeks. The rest of the country will stay at alert level 2, with gathering limits increased from 50 to 100. Te Whiri Mia Jacinda Ardern made the announcement at Parliament on advice from the Director General of Health.
That advice explicitly stated that Level 4 has done what we needed it to do. It has helped us contain the outbreak. And now, as we continue our zero tolerance approach to cases, Level 3 still provides the really important and strict rules that help us keep up that important work.
A warning though, Level 3 does not mean freedom.
I can sum it up with one word: caution. You will have heard me say that when analysing where transmission has occurred, there are some strong themes and reasons why certain rules remain in place. They stop transmission at level 4 and are still in place at level 3. First, your bubbles remain. You are not allowed to visit friends or neighbours at level 3. You shouldn't join them for food, talk closely across the fence, or even have children play together. I know this is strict and it is hard, but it is there for a reason.
But there is a special appeal to those in Auckland who are over 65.
If you have not yet been vaccinated, please stay at home until you have been. This will give you an extra layer of protection in this outbreak. We have been doing direct outreach to all our over 65s who haven't had their first dose yet in Auckland. That amounts to about 23,000 people. The vast majority of over 65s have been vaccinated, but for the smaller group, we really do want to encourage you to take that next step.
Wearing masks at high school will be mandatory under Auckland's Alert Level 3, although they'll still only be open for the children of essential workers. The rest of the country will stay at Level 2 for a further 2 weeks, but with some loosening of the rules, with gathering limits increased to 100, including for the hospitality sector. Cabinet will review these settings on Monday, October the 4th, the first day of the school holidays. University of Auckland epidemiologist Rod Jackson joins me now. Hi Rod, does the decision make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I've been wavering over the last few days, but at 3 o'clock this afternoon, when I knew I was going to be in the media responding, I had to come down on what would I do, and I came down on a level 3. I think it's the right decision, because both level 3 and level 4 are designed to stamp out the virus, and the difference, as everyone has been discussing, is its takeaways and some more people out working. So it's good for our psyche and it's good for the economy, but it's still very much focused on stamping out the virus.
Well, should we put that decision to the test then and just look at some of the numbers that we've got, right? Five of today's cases, they don't have what they call epidemiological links.
Yep.
So they know that they're connected to the cluster by the genome sequence, but they don't actually physically know how they pass from one group to the other.
Yep.
So there's five of those so-called mystery cases, and we still have 10 unlinked subclusters. Shouldn't we feel really uncomfortable about that?
Well, we don't have, that's the detail, level of detail we've got. The ministry clearly has more detail than that. And what I think is also quite important is that, other than infecting people within your bubble, which is highly likely with Delta, there's really three other kinds of opportunities to infect. And one is when you're out shopping or walking, and that doesn't seem to have been a problem. So people are obviously following those rules with social distancing and masking. The second is the essential workers, and in recent weeks that doesn't seem to be happening as well. So we've got on top of that. So it really leaves people behaving badly. And one of the reasons it pushed me to say, okay, I'm going to go for level 3, is I'm not convinced that small group of people behaving badly are going to do anything different under level 3 or level 4. And so why not reward Aucklanders, the vast majority of Aucklanders who've been doing all the right things, bring them down to level 3 and focus on the small group who are behaving badly? And my guess, I don't have the inside information, but my guess is that the ministry have a lot more information on that group than they're prepared to divulge.
Because the other thing is we've now got another little subcluster in another region, haven't we?
Yeah, but, you know, that's probably good news because it sounds, I understand that he got it, they say, on the way down. So my...
Unconfirmed, guess, but they say he was picked up by someone, a family member, and driven to the location at level two.
Yeah, so it's very unlikely he got it in prison. It's just too long a period, and they've been, you know, they test a lot in prison. So he's got it on the way. So they've now identified someone out in the community, other than this case, who's got COVID. So that's probably filled in a blank that they didn't have. So in a way, you know, it's kind of, there's a silver lining on that cloud. They've found another person in the community who, you know, who hasn't been identified.
Some people might take this as a signal that we're kissing goodbye to the elimination.
No, not at all. Not at all. No, we still have to stamp it out. I mean, it'd be ridiculous not to try and stamp out this.
Can we still, though?
Yeah. I'm convinced. We certainly can do it. I'm not 100% that we're going to do it. But look, everything we're doing now is simply a stopgap measure until we all get vaccinated. The only way ahead, the only path back to normality is vaccination, because with Delta, you're either going to get vaccinated or the virus is going to get you. There's no other choice. So we have to get everyone vaccinated.
Rod, when you say you're not 100% that we will reach elimination, where are you sitting in terms about how achievable you think it is?
I think it's over 90%.
Right.
I think it's really, really high. I think it's really high. We don't seem to have that same level of, I mean, I don't say misbehaviour. It sounds like school kids, but the behaving badly. You know, we've got some high profile people who are behaving badly, and there's clearly some other people behaving badly. But it seems that it's quite a small group. It's not like what you've got in Australia.
Rod? Is it though? Because did you go out on your state sanctioned walk on the weekend or a run or whatever? I mean, are we not getting a little bit sloppy just looking at some of the pictures?
Yeah, we are sloppy, but it looks like where you pass it from one person to another is generally not outside. We are sloppy outside, absolutely, and it annoys me. But you pass it to someone else when you're far more likely to pass it to someone else when you go into their household. That's where it's happening.
But could it be the situation we go to level three and people think, oh, the foot's off the gas now, so they get even sloppier?
Quite possibly, and we'll go back to level four. As I said, I think we're going to be in and out of level three, level four, until we all get vaccinated. So
you think we'll be yo-yoing?
Quite possibly. And it may have nothing to do with this outbreak. We might get on top of this outbreak, and then there's another outbreak that comes, something else that comes through the border. Because that's the thing about Delta. It's so slippery. And, you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we have to get everyone vaccinated. And 90% is not good enough. It's got to be over 95%. I mean, the Cook Islands is at 96%. The Danish people over the age of 60 are 95%. The All Blacks are 100%. The politicians are 99%. You know, these are all achievable. People say, oh, it's going to be hard to get to 90%. I disagree. I can't see why we can't get well over 95%.
So we're stuck at level three in the Auckland region for at least 2 weeks. What's your prediction for when we can go to level two?
Well, if the cases keep on going down, we can go to level two.
So 2 weeks, you reckon, level three, and then moving?
Yeah. And the rest of the country. And I don't think we should go below level two anywhere in the country until we've got over 95% vaccinated.
I appreciate your time tonight. That is Rod Jackson, who's the Auckland University epidemiologist there.